It was a military matter, but this could fringe on the political.
The courier ship that met me here did not mention it,
he said tiredly. Maybe one of the crew had some different brand of indigestion tablets. No, he didn't think they would. Mellow Jest was all that was sold these days. He wished they'd stop wrangling.
You see?
Hissed the Tolnep half-captain.
No war exists, yet you come in here, denting my plates in an unprovoked assault.
Did I really dent your plates?
Said the Hovin, abruptly interested.
Here,
said the Huckner super-lieutenant.
Here now, you're both completely off the subject of the strange interceptor. If you two fellas want to draw off somewhere and batter away at each other, that's your business, isn't it? But who and what was that interceptor?
The Bulbod snorted.
Couldn't be anything but Cyclo.
I know, old fellow,
said the Huckner, adjusting his monocle.
But I've looked it up, and it isn't listed under Cyclo military craft.
He held a recognition book to the screen. Known types of Cyclo warcraft. It was, of course, in Cyclo. All of them spoke Cyclo, and the whole of their cross-communication was in Cyclo, since they didn't speak each other's native tongues.
It isn't listed here.
The Hovin was glad to drop the subject of his attack on the Tolnep, no matter how surprised he'd been to find a Tolnep ship here.
I've never seen one like it.
The Bulbod was more practical.
Why did it veer away the moment you stopped shooting?
They pondered that for a while. Then the Huckner adjusted his monocle and said,
I rather think I have it. He supposed that our attention would be distracted, and that this,
he snorted,
battle would knock out some of us, and he'd be able to mop up the damaged remainder.
They talked about this for a while. The small gray man listened politely to their military theories. It was none of his concern. They finally came to the conclusion that that was what it was all about. The interceptor had come up, ready to take advantage of the battle and destroy the remainder left over, when they were in a damaged condition.
I think they must be very clever,
said the Huckner.
Probably they have other interceptors here, and they're ready and waiting.
I could have eaten that one with one bite,
said the Hovin.
I could have knocked it out with one punch,
said the Bulbod.
If they were strong, they would have come up here and smashed us up some days ago. I don't think they're Cyclos, and I never before heard of any race that had that torch insignia. So I say they are very weak. I don't know why we just don't go down and wipe them out as a combined force.